The cost of admission has become less of a barrier to the appreciation of art with the creation of the Feel Free initiative by the TD Bank Group at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. Under the program, which started September 2, admission to the gallery is free on the first Saturday of every month and every Thursday evening. We are thrilled to have TD Bank Group supporting this program, which provides free community access to art, said Nancy Noble, Director, CEO of the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. TD Bank Group has supported the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria for the last 16 years through their sponsorship of the TD Art Gallery Paint-In. We are extremely grateful that they have now extended their support to this year-round initiative. The initiative is meant to introduce art to a broader audience, one held back due to financial constraints. On the selected days, visitors can visit the gallery to take in artwork and view its current exhibits, The Street, Symbiosis and While Black, a forum for speculation on what the gallery can't hold. We're so proud to support the AGGV with the creation of the Feel Free program, said Bruce Gray, Vancouver Island District Vice President, TD Bank Group. Art is something everyone deserves to experience. It serves as a catalyst to connect communities, create conversation and draw inspiration. The offer is open to residents of Greater Victoria as well as visitors to the region. Under the Feel Free program, admission will be free between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the first Saturday of every month and between 5 and 9 p.m. every Thursday at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, 1040 Moss Street. For more information, go to aggv.ca. Fuel Good Day helps make dreams come true. During Peninsula Co-op's Fuel Good Day, September 19, the cooperative will donate 5 cents per liter of fuel purchased at participating gas bars to help fill a dream. All grades of gasoline and diesel fuel are eligible. As an added bonus, if the fundraising goal of $25,000 on Fuel Good Day is reached, the Hyatt Family Foundation will contribute an additional $25,000 to help fill a dream. You can also pick up Fuel Good Day themed cookies at the Co-op Food Center, 2132 Keating Cross Road, Sonnyton. Fuel up and enter a contest for a chance to win 2 single-day tickets to the Vancouver Canucks training camp, including the inter-squad game, at Save on Foods Memorial Center, September 28 to 30. Peninsula Co-op's Fuel Good Day runs from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, September 19. For more information, go to helpfilladream.com/event/fuel-good-day-as-back-for-2023. United Way Ready for 2023 campaign. United Way Southern Vancouver Island is gearing up for the start of its 2023 fundraising campaign with a public kickoff event at Centennial Square, Thursday, September 14. The event will feature live music and traditional cultural performances and 3 local food trucks. Darlene Hallstein, the newly appointed campaign chair, will announce the campaign goal about 12:15 p.m. I am passionate about helping where I can and connecting people and organizations to make change in the health and wellness of our community, said Hallstein. United Way Southern Vancouver Island's strategic focus on community needs is essential to building a well-connected community and providing access to those in need. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. September 14. For more information about the campaign kickoff event, including information about becoming a sponsor, go to uwsvi.ca/communitycampaignkickoff. Chinese Banquet raises cash for temple repairs. Join the Victoria Chinatown Lioness Lions Club as they host Autumn Moon Festival Banquet, an 8-course gourmet meal to celebrate the Chinese Mid-Autumn Festival, with proceeds going towards the preservation of the Tam Kung Temple, the oldest Chinese temple in Canada. The club, in partnership with the Tam Kung Temple Board, is hosting the fundraising dinner to help raise funds for repairs to the temple. The Tam Kung Temple, located on the top floor of the Yen Wo Society building in Chinatown, has been a sanctuary, a place to go and a place to belong for generations of Chinese for over a century. While the current temple was built in 1912, the site has housed a Chinese temple since 1876. The original building was destroyed in a fire in 1911. The temple needs to repair a leaking roof and windows, fix parts of the floor that are held together by masking tape, and undergo seismic upgrading, with the work estimated at $600,000. The Victoria City Heritage Trust has committed $200,000 towards the project, leaving the club to raise the balance of $400,000. The dinner includes traditional mooncakes, prizes, an auction, and raffle items. Tickets are $88 per person and $800 for a table of 10. The event starts at 6 p.m. Saturday, September 23 at Don Mee Seafood Restaurant, 538 Fisgard Street. For more information, or for tickets, go to Victoria Chinatown Lioness Lions Club.ca. Porsche donation will assist wildfire victims. A vehicle manufacturer has donated $75,000 to the Canadian Red Cross to support the organization's Canadian Disaster Relief Fund. Porsche Cars Canada donated $75,000 to mark the sports car brand's 75th anniversary. The Canadian Red Cross thanks Porsche Cars Canada, Porsche Financial Services Canada, and the Canadian Porsche Dealer Network for their generous donation in support of the work we do to help people impacted by disasters or emergencies, said Melanie Soler, Vice President, Emergencies at the Canadian Red Cross. This year's wildfire season has already impacted thousands of people, and the Canadian Red Cross is providing assistance in communities across the country to help people address their immediate and emerging needs. This contribution will help the Red Cross continue to prepare for and deliver this important service. Support provided has included accommodation, food, cots, blankets, hygiene items, and teddy bears. For more information, or to donate, go to redcross.ca. Parai at timescolonist.com.